Shalom, Yanko.
Shalom, how you doing, Rebbe?
Okay, good.
I'm gonna. What's it called? I think I do the link. I just give me a second.
Great.
What's the shir on? What's the shir on?
I'm gonna do Shvashemis on the Meraglim.
Shvashemis.
I just want to see if I can. I'm just going to sign out myself and then try to come back in. How do I sign out?
On the Parsha, right?
Yeah.
What Parsha is it?
Shlach. Shlach Lecha. It's different over here than it is over there.
Yeah. Alrighty.
How do I sign myself back in? I want to sign out and sign in the Nevei so that I can send it out on Facebook. Any idea how to do that?
I think you have to be the host to that, right?
Yeah, but I have to lead the meeting and then sign in, doesn't it?
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah, right. Shalom, Daniel, how are you?
Good, Baruch Hashem, how are you?
Okay, let me see. Oh, very nice. Shalom, Yossi. Let me see. Good. I just want to. I'm not sure how to sign out, and then sign back in as in the day. Because that's I want to sign out so I can. I'm just gonna go out for a second. I'll be right.
Yaakov.
Hey, what's up, Yas?
What's the latest?
Not much.
Paintball tournament.
Yeah, I'm actually getting in a whole bunch of stuff today.
Tell me about it. What is it exactly? You're renting a spot and you just...
I found some fields that were we got hooked up with. Not renting. Yeah.
Where?
In Lakewood.
What do? You have like an actual tournament, like leagues type of thing?
Yeah, pickup games, yeah.
Sick.
I'm crazy.
When did you actually do this in the past? You did this last year?
Never did it.
That's sick.
All right, good. Shalom, Yossi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Shalom.
Things are opening up over there now? Israel's back to normal?
Almost. More or less, yeah. More or less. People, like my shul, they wear masks. Other places, they're not so comfortable. They're not so careful. Anyway, does anyone what? Telstone now got a few people back, so they gotta close it down. They've been very strict in Telstone, extremely strict. But they haven't any problems. Does anybody know how to sign out and then sign back in under? I need to want to sign out of my account and sign in under Innovate. Anybody know how to do that?
Fly, Yaakov.
Anybody know? If not, we'll just learn and then I won't send it. I won't put it out on the, because I have to be the whatchamacallit. I got to be the host, but I can only do that if I can sign out and then sign back in as a Neve, but I don't know how to do it. So, since I don't know how to do that, so let's learn.
Rabbi, I think what you need is if you go to like zoom.com and you can sign in, when you sign in, you might be able to sign in as the Neve.
Okay, good. Okay, so give me one sec.
Hello. Bye.
Give me one second. We're going to step out for one second. I'll be right there. I'm going to see if I can re...
Does anyone know when the quarantine is off of Israel? If there's like a tourist could come to Israel?
They haven't announced anything like that yet.
I hear.
Guessing like middle of July.
They've already called off all flights until the end of July.
Oh, wow.
No, they haven't.
July 31st, everything's cut off.
False.
I saw Dan's deals.
Okay. Maybe El Al, but other airlines are still flying.
I know United Airlines, I think, is flying.
They are, right? But, yeah, there's still restrictions, though.
Right.
Like what? What kind of restrictions?
You have to be Israeli or married to an Israeli that's coming in together, or pretty much that's it.
So by like Yom Kippur, Sukkot, it's all good.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Good. Let me just get this out of here. Thank you, Daniel. That was very helpful.
So what did Rebbe do exactly?
So I went on my blog. I signed in on the Nebe account. So once I signed in the Nebe account, so I become the host.
That's beforehand, because it's very hard for someone to get married in America and make that.
Got it.
Here we go. Okay. Sorry for the delay. I think we're on.
Hi, Rabbi Chalev.
Shalom, Sammy. How are you?
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're on. Okay, we're on. Okay, here we go. Sorry I've kept everybody waiting. Let us see what we can do over here. Okay, so this piece is going to be a very fascinating piece. Some of you guys have it in front of you. And either way, it's a very big yourself. This is like one of these pieces. It's like it's, I don't want to like overstate it, but it was like, it's kedai to come down to Olam Hazeh to learn a piece of Sfas Emes like this. I'm just telling you, it's like, it's, besides being the schmack, but it's a huge yourself. All right, I sent it out. It says like this. There's a very important stuff. Now, I just want to tell you, this Sfas Emes is going to basically have two sides to it. The first part is the main, in my opinion, the main code. And then he follows up and he puts together some very nice things. So he gives an overview. Even, and I also want to apologize. Last week I did the Parsha, I did Shlach. And then it happens to be that this, you guys are in Shlach this week, and we're in Korach already. All right, so I realized we got to be taking care of our audience. So he says like this, Be'inyan Nisoyan Hamaraglan. Again, this is one of the most difficult parshas because everybody besides Yeshua and Kolev, like, don't get it right. It's one of the most, it can be terribly unsettling, this parsha, because you think like, well, everybody, like Moshe told us what to do, so we could have followed Moshe, but when we had to work it through ourselves, like basically everybody got it wrong, except for two people. Again, the women got it right. So it's just unsettling. Does it mean that does that mean we're getting everything wrong as a generation? So no, but because we're learning as the time goes on. He explains as follows, and he points out a very important paradox. This was not just any generation. This was a generation that received Torah at Har Sinai, right? They're not, these are like the highest. The Kinesis Eretz Israel, Hayatikun Abriya. Now, what would have they been accomplished had they gone into Eretz Israel? They would have fixed up the entire creation. Ke'inyan Shinaom Zal, as Chazal tell us, my time of Pozik Bereishis, what was the reason that the Torah starts over the Bereishis? Why don't we just go right to the Mitzvahs, like Rashi tells us in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis? Koach Masav Higi La'amo. He wanted to tell the strength of his actions to his people. Simple pshat is, he made the land. He wanted to show them that the land is his. Like Rashi says, he can give it to who he wants. He can take it from who he wants. And he took it from, he gave it initially to the seven nations, took it from them, and he gave it to us. V'zeh ha'aris ha'Torah. Now the idea is like this. What do you mean he wants to give us the Torah? How does that work? So he says, shehu toch ma'isa bereishis, which is the Torah, which is inside ma'isa bereishis, which means there's the land, the physical land has a Torah to it. There's a spiritual aspect to our physical existence. And Eretz Yisrael is the place that the Torah is embedded in the physical reality of Eretz Yisrael. Now, I'm not saying that, listen, Baruch Hashem, I'm happy to be here, but everybody should have a connection. Even if this is not the time for you guys to come to Shaila, but Eretz Yisrael has to be imprinted inside of us. The he Maila Rama, it's extremely high level. He says a beautiful word over here. This is almost like Rav Tzadok, like we've been learning. The Pasuk says, how much is your good that you hid? So the simple pshat that you and I will hear on this Pasuk is that the tzaddikim, they work hard in this world. And what benefit do they have? So the Pasuk says, Rav Tuvcha Tzavanta L'Riecha, you have hidden away great good, great reward, amazing things for your tzaddikim in the future. But the Tzfasem is saying that in this country is hidden away the lights of the Torah, right? One of the big Talmidim, I think we've mentioned this story before, Rav Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk, who came and lived in Tveri at the end of his life. He said that when he came there as Israel, he was told by the Talmidim of the Baal Shem that every stone over here was a diamond. And he got here and he didn't see it, and he fasted and he cried until he saw that every stone was a diamond. The idea is that Eretz Yisrael and the beauty of Torah is hidden and is implanted everywhere over here. But however, it's going to be extremely challenging. The second mila, the kaima b'uvda, to fix up something which is through our actions, through our doing. Because the Isa Bazaar, I don't know what the Zohar is referring to over there, but we'll see right away that learning Torah as opposed to living Torah is a much different level, and one is much, I don't call it easier. Learning Torah is not necessarily easy, but what's the finding of Torah in the earth, finding it around us in a physical way and bringing it out, that's the challenge of coming to Eretz Yisrael. The harayish, what's the riot? What's the proof? Why do we see that it's so hard to come to Eretz Yisrael and bring out the Kedusha? Shahari hayu mukhanim lekabal zetara. Baratzim, shalim. It says that Klal Yisrael, we just had Shavuos, right? So whatever, this month we had Shavuos. And it says that we all know, we tell our children, we say it ourselves, they wanted the Torah. Nasa v'nishma. Shekdimu nasa v'nishma. They couldn't, they wanted, please, we want the Torah. Well, the b'chinas Eretz Yisrael, but when it came to Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't come. Now, I want you guys, I just want to tell you, one of the things that I suggest everybody do is sit with the kasha. There are certain kashas I know I've sat with mamish dozens of years. This is a kasha you can sit with, and you can push it, put it into your kishkas, put it into the hard drive, and just look for an answer. Smell out answers. When you hear a drasha, you'll hear, you'll read something. Keep your eyes open for this question. He's basically saying, on Shavuos, we were all excited. Nasa ben Nishma, we want the Torah, right? We're all, And then all of a sudden, we can't make it. What happened? This was a generation which was yearning for Torah. It was excited about Torah. And all of a sudden, what happened? This is a great generation. Where did they all go? What happened to them? What happened to the people? So what was going on? Eretz Yisrael was still in the hands of the Canaanim. So therefore, the fact that the Canaan was here meant that the Kedusha, the Klipa, which we have talked about before, you guys have heard before, it hit Kedusha. We couldn't find the Kedusha. It was difficult to come across. Well, the chain, therefore, Nira, ki lo hisigu amaraglim, liros tov ha'aris. Therefore, the maraglim, they didn't see the good in the land. And here means the good means the spiritual connection. They didn't see, what are we accomplishing doing this? This isn't going to bring us closer to Hashem. Could exceed im yiru, again, because the Pesach says, they're not going to get this, I'm not going to show them, let them come to Eretz Yisrael. They're not going to allow to see it. What does that mean? They didn't see what was going on in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't perceive what was the depth of what was happening. Omer, they said, Tova Haaretz. They said the land is very good. So again, when we're talking about Tov, we're not talking about that they have good fruits. Is it a pretty land? Right? The question is, the Tov that the Sfasim says Hashem hid in the world, and particularly in Eretz Yisrael, is that was the good word, that was what they're talking about. So when you read the Psukim, and you're going to see that Yeshua and Kabbalah, we're going to say, no, the land is very, very, very good. The good is Torah. The good is Torah, which means they said, Hashem revealed to us the good, which means the Torah, which is in all of the physical reality of Eretz Yisrael. Im chapitz banu, v'nosnu lanu daika. He says he gave it to us. He gave us Eretz Yisrael, which means he wanted us to connect to it on a deep level. Hagam, even though she had died in Eina Bahis Galus, even though they understood that the light of Torah that is in Eretz Yisrael was not yet revealed, Hevinu sheyesh bo tov haganus. They saw that there's a hidden light. All right? So what we're saying over here so far is he's going to say a little bit more. I'm kind of pausing just to get a perspective of where we're up to. Basically, we want to deal with this overwhelming question of how could it be that the Meraglim fell short in wanting to come to Eretz Yisrael and the Yidden didn't come to Eretz Yisrael. They were so excited about Torah. And the Sfasem says, because Torah is here, but it has to be extracted. And being extracted is a very, very challenging process. As you gentlemen know, I wanted to just make a point that you guys are pretty much all involved, I don't know about Rami so much, in making parnosis for yourself, for your family. Shabbos is easier, Yom Kippur is easier, Yom Tov is easier, right? If a person was to say, Bunchlam, how would you like me to live in this world so that I could be Megala, reveal the Kedusha and all the greatness in this world? So you'd think, I'll say Tehillim, right? I'll learn Daf Yomi. Whatever it may be, you'd think that would be the best way of doing it. The Benjamin says, no, no, no. He says, Sammy, why aren't you going to work? Yossi, we got some deals, right? Avrami, there's some deals you're supposed to be making. I don't know if you're up to doing it yet. But everybody's busy, like, but that's the question is, not just like, you know, what's the purpose of, but like, how does this bring me closer to a connection to Torah? It seems to be going the other way. And Eretz Yisrael in particular, right? What are we gaining out of apparently going backwards in an avoda? Ach b'Hashem al timrodu. Yeshua and Kolev said to the Meraglim, don't rebel. What does that mean? Kibavani omra Meraglim. The Meraglim said, Emes ki bihiyosam b'midbar hayatov lahem. There's no question when the Meraglim and the Jewish people were in the Midbar, it was good. The Nir Lehem, and it seemed to them, Shechaz Shalom, yeah, you read that, but can you saw some Laharitz? And they thought, if we go there to Israel, we're going to drop. And it's interesting that he says, you think like, and it's true. You go to Israel, it's not going to be the same if you have 40 years of Shabbos. Right? If 40 years of Shabbos, I don't know, guys, how Corona was for some of you guys. But for some of us, like, there was nothing going on. You know, that you could have a chance to learn. You had a chance to daven. Like, you know. So finally, like, what's the Shabbos? You finish Shabbos, you think, oh, I need another Shabbos. I need another day. Like, I don't want to rush. It's so geschmack. Feeling connected. Right? So they thought, like, we're better off in the Midbar than we are going into the land. Achein, however, Be'em is B'nai Yisrael, Nivru Ba'olam. Rabosai, please, if you can keep this in mind, the reason we were created in this world, Laheid Alabari Yisbarach, is to testify on the greatness and the existence and the greatness of the B'nai Yisrael. L'sakein Ko Habriya. If you want to know what's our job is to fix up the entire world. And that's what we should have been thinking. We're doing Hashem's shlichus. I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for him. This is what the Rabbi Shalom wants. I want to do it for him. Now that doesn't mean, gentlemen, you can't buy whatever, a BMW, right? You want to go buy, you get yourself a BMW. First of all, you're probably going to lease it anyway. Jews don't buy BMWs, and they only lease BMW. But if you want to lease, go lease your BMW, right? The question is, what are you going to do with it? But it's all there for the taking. It's all there for the elevating. So we thought, this doesn't make sense. We're going to go down. This isn't going to be helpful for our avoda. This isn't going to bring us closer. But that's because we're not doing the shlichas. Brunshman says, this is the shlichas I want for you. I want to go you to go down to the world and pick it up. So see, for some of us, by the way, some of us yeshiva guys have like a harder time. You know, Daniil and some of the other guys over there, you know, like the Chabadskers, they're like, What do you mean? Like, this is push. Like, of course, you go into the world and you're uplifted, you know, in order to, like, so you don't get overwhelmed. You have to have a few shnat, you know, if you have to make a few l'chaim so you don't get, like, burnt out. But l'maisa, but uplifting the world is like a double push it, right? So, but a lot of us didn't hear that, which is unfortunate. U'mameila. And therefore, kesha osin roshan asem yibara zochin b'yoser. Then we have a bigger zechus when we do what Hashem wants. Be'yoser says, "Gam b'knisos on the madrega shvela." Even if we go down, ba'avur kavod shmo yisbara. In Bishlam, you want me to go to work? You have a shlichus for me. I'm going to go to work. My Rebbe, Zatzal Rebbe, is a real Tauber. Some of you guys have read his books, whatever. He was. I don't know how he maintained such a perspective. But he had no interest in business. The only thing he was interested in was how he was supposed to be affecting people. Because it was always like, Bunchen's going to bring me the money. Or not, like, the money's either going to come this way. It's not going to come this way. Like, I don't have to worry about it. What's really happening? The only thing that's really happening is my interaction with people. That's the only thing that I'm really doing, right? So I'm dealing with this guy. I get all like, bent out of shape, you know, come on, I got to do it, you know, we got to do another deal in it. So get worked up, right? But, and that guy's going to say, oh, that's how you Jewish guys act. I'm sure you guys will probably have plenty of stories, right? But they're interested, so because we think that getting all whatever, that's going to bring the money. It won't, and we know it. But because the shlichus is to make Kiddush Hashem. So that is something that hit my Rebbe Tauber was extremely perspective, like his perspective on it was highly, highly unusual. But let's continue. That's the idea when it says that Hashem's eyes are in Eretz Yisrael. From the beginning of the year until the end of the year. But he's going to say another, like, classic Chassidish pshat. Viksiv, tov achriz dover me reishisa. It's better the end of the thing than from the beginning. The simple pshat is, when you start something, it's good, but the purpose is to get to the achriz. The purpose of this world is Torah is called mechav. Listen, David, I don't see you, but it's fine because I just want you to, but you want you to hear this. When you and I open up a chumash, right? We say bishvil rei davidol. So we say bereishis bara elokim. So Rashi says bishvil reishis. Torah is reishis, right? But the reishis is not the purpose. The purpose is to take the reishis and to bring it into an achris. To bring it into a situation where we go into the land, we go into the deeper place, we go into where we're distant. And because the Baruch Hu sent us and said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to Mitzrayim. I want you to leave the Midbar. This is what I want. Now, we don't necessarily have to understand how that works, right? But we're a Shliach. So we just do, that's what the Baruch Hu says. That's what he wants. He understands that that's the greatest thing for us, Neshamas, to do. So we go. V'hinei ha-Torah nikra reishis. Torah is called reishis, like we were just saying before. V'chein b'chlal dora midbar haya b'chinas reishis. And it happens to be that this idea of the beginning, the excitement, right, which is reishis, that was what the dora midbar about. That was the beginning of the Jewish people. Like the Zohar says, kan zochoyim l'mahavi reishim. We became the beginning, which means we're the beginning. The dora midbar was the beginning of the us as a people. And I just was thinking now, Svasimus doesn't say this, but we're called Ikvasita Mashicha, right? Which means we're the end. We're the purpose for why this is all happening. Because we're the ones that are so physical. There has never, ever been a generation that is so involved on a physical level and so comfortable and has so much bracha. Not in Spain and not in Germany. I read a book recently and he was talking about life in Vienna in the 1880s, 1890s. You know, we take for granted, if you're here and you want to get to the store, so you get in a box and the box is heated and you can listen to music in your box. And now you can, I mean, it's going to be soon. You're not going to have to do anything. The box is going to go all by itself, right? Because in this book that I was reading 100 years ago, the fanciest of the fancy of the fancy. We used to drive in carriages, middle of winter, and it's cold. You have a little candle inside, but it's freezing. We're not even aware of it. So we're the achris. We're the ones that are bringing this connection, that we're supposed to be making this connection of the achris, the reishis and the achris, pulling it all together. V'zeu shesamach hakos of mitzvos chal. Oh, fine. Pause. That's the basic idea. So I hope that, gentlemen, at least this idea is coming across, which is the purpose of Torah. Again, the question of Tzvah Semus is, how was it we were so excited for Torah and then we fell so short? Because we were connected to a concept of reishis. Reishis is in the head, right? Goes to the top. But it was all about bringing it down into this world, right? So all of us have to be active. And even though it drags us down, I'll have you know, this is a big help for me. I just want to tell you. Because it used to be, and it still is kind of, but this piece of tzitzit has helped me a lot. It happened to be, I'm a little bit of a stickler when people are listening and not really listening. It makes me like a little mashug. But, the Sfas Semis says that everybody's supposed to be involved in getting involved in this world and uplifting this world. So you guys are doing, Amish, I'm not doing the real work. I'm like I'm just sitting here in my office in the living room. But you guys, so you're listening to Torah and you bring it into this world and you're trying to uplift this world. That's what it's about, right? So when I see you guys on the computer and looking at the screens and seeing what deals you're making, just like, nachas, they're uplifting the world, right? Because you also have to have money for Gimel Tamas, all the important stuff. Okay, now, Okay, now we're going to talk about a little bit more. That's the basic idea. But just, again, keep the question in your pocket. How was it the generation, the Zohar Midbar, was so high, wanted the Torah so much, Nasa and Ishma, and then bang, they're not going into the land. Because they had a certain relationship to Hashem and to Torah. And that relationship, they didn't understand how it was supposed to come down, how it was supposed to drop, right? And honestly, in this generation, we could really ask ourselves that even though, of course, we're trying to uplift it using our Zooms and whatever, anyone who's thinking or feeling can say, wow, seems like we've gotten sucked in pretty good. Like it's hard to know exactly what benefit we're getting over here. And the answer is that's not our job. The Baruch Hashem put us on a shlichus. He put us in a job, and our job is to be erlich and to know that that's where he wants us. Okay, now, we'll go a little bit more. Oh, so much nice thing. I just don't think we're going to get through all the thing. But this is now like kind of going into the second part. V'zeh shesomach ha-kosev mitzvah schala. L'nachama. Now, one of the things that's unusual in this parsha is right after the parsha of, right after they leave, they finish with the Meraglim, right? They finish with the Meraglim, now you can't go to the land, 40 years, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, whoa, terrible tragedy. And then all of a sudden, the next parsha is, when you're going into the land and you'll make an offering, right? Right? So we're going to talk about Nesachim. You have libations, like things they pour on the altar. And it's also going to be talking about the mitzvah of Challah. What does Challah have to do with anything? How did Challah get into the parsha? Zokta Svasemis. Zokta Svasemis. He says, Shelo Yekablu Tarumas Hamaraglim. In order that they shouldn't accept the complaints and the thinking of the Meraglim, they thought, wow, when we're in the Midbar, we get lechem mamish right from Hashem. And over here, we got physical bread. What kind of, it's no comparison. Im kol zeh, see, it says, excuse me, when you'll eat it, tarimu l'Hashem, you should uplift it. And the part of the bread, which is the challah, which is now has Hashem's name on it, it's called Terimu LaHashem. It's uplifted to Hashem, even though when it was Torah, we used to give it to the Kohanim. He says Meirim Kol Alechem. It uplifts when a person takes off the challah from the dough, it uplifts the entire dough. But who chashiv lefan of Yisbarach? That's chashiv to Rabbi Shimon. That avod is chashiv. We should tell our wives when they sometimes wonder when they're taking the challah. What are they doing? Tell them they are totally uplifting the bread, and it's considered the Sazema says it's chashiv to Hashem. It's not chashiv if he gives us free bread. He gives it to Hashemayim. That's not chashiv. It's chashiv when we uplift it, and we uplift it by taking apart, giving it to again. So today we burn it, right? But that process is that's what the Meraglim being told, or we were being told after Meraglim. Don't think, oh, you dropped, oh, you don't have the same opportunities. No. You can still uplift. You can still be uplifting things. You can still use that which is in this world, and just the opposite. You can do things that they can't do in the Midbar. Ah, you might get sucked in. You're right. That's right. Then we have to be focusing on our shlichas. Because of Bahaya Lashon Simcha. The back part just starts out with the Lashon of Bahaya, which the Gemara tells us means Simcha. Why? There's a Simcha when we uplift the physical bread in this world. That's a Simcha to Rabbi Shlomo. The Isa Alash Hashem Yisbarach, Osher V'Sei Mech Bechelko. It's so to speak, the Rabbi Shlomo is a Sameg Bechelko. He's happy with what we're doing here. And the part that he gives us, Kibi Yochel gets happy. Shezev Ritzoni Yisbarach, B'nei Yisrael, Shebocha L'chelko, Min HaTachton, he wanted us in this world, and of all the nations down in this world, he wanted us. Ime Yos, it's hard for, and everyone's busy, but there's certain lines in Sfas Emes, it pushes it like, Wow, it's hard to hold on. Hey, in hayos shenishmosim lemala mina malachim. Even though the angel of Rami, remember this one, the neshamas of Yidden are higher than the malachim. If you're not sure whether that's true or not, go to the Sfas Emes, Shlach Lecha, Tav Resh Mem Hei, that was the year he wrote it, and it says on the second column, third line, on the first column over there, Shenishmosam Lamala Mina Malachim. Hayasimcha Lefonav. It was a simcha by the Rabbi Shalom, but Yeridoson La'olam Hazeh, when that they would come down to this world, Olaharim Chelik HaKadusha, and they would uplift the Kedusha, Mitoch Zeh HaTarubis. From this big mixture, from this big cholin down here, this big challenge, that's a simcha the Rabbi Shalom has. But koach that, Notzach Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaSholem, as a Moloch, and that's what was happening in the Gemara Shabbos, right? Peches, that he was having a big fight. Why should we give you the Torah? Because he told them, this is what he was telling them. He wasn't a Torah. If you look at the Gemara over there, Bajram tells him, Moshe, he says, the Malkum want to know, why do you got the Torah? So he tells them, I can't answer, they're going to burn me up. No, don't worry. Hold on to my keys, they're covered. No problem. So he says, do you have Shabbos? Do you keep it out of the aim? Do you have, like, what was the Shiloh? What was the Havamina? What's the Teretz? Like, what was he telling them? Of course they don't have Shabbos. Of course they don't have Kibbutz Avim. What's the Havamina? The Teretz is, he was telling them that you don't have the Avodah that we have. We have a Avodah that go down. Parents, like, are a nuisance in general. Like, if your parents are not a nuisance, you're very fortunate. My parents, B'chol Hashem, were not nuisances. Well, it doesn't mean we didn't have certain challenges, but parents in general are, it's a big, right? But the Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu told them that we have an avodah over here you have no shaychus to. He was not just telling him, well, we have kibbutz avim, you don't have kibbutz avim. Like, that doesn't tell us anything. He was telling him, Sfas Emes says that you don't have the reality of what we're trying to do and accomplish over here. That's why we should get the Torah. But hurry the Torah l'olam hazeh, k'di izba gemorah, Maxi ba. The thing we told him, don't steal, etc. Shedah is koch and she Israel. And he says it again. That's the koch of Klai Israel. Shinishmosan gavoa ma'o. They have really high neshamas. Umislavshim begufos ba'olam hazeh. And we are in bodies in this world. It's very hard not to picture ourselves like as neshamas, right? Rev Noach Weinberg, Tzatzal, when he used to rock his children. Used to hold them and just hold said, you are a neshama, you're a neshama, you're a neshama, you're a neshama. He wanted to create an energy that the child would know that he's not a body, right? He's a neshama. And our neshamas are very big, huge, huge. You know what Mount Everest? Mount Everest is like, it's like a sand pile. It's like a sand pile compared to our neshamas. Because through us coming to this world, we elevate everything. We say on our tefillah that he put our lives b'chaim. Shehi haTorah Eitz HaChaim. He gave us Eitz HaChaim. Lanosen lamot ragleinu, that he didn't let our feet shake. What does that mean? Who his lavshus haguf shehi madrega shvela. It means the our feet are the physicals. It's a representation of our body that we came down here. The Nikra Raglenu, it's called our feet. Ubezu, a Madrega, Nikshulu Amaragi. And this is what the Maragli made a mistake. Okay, we should maybe we'll hold it up here. Tell me, Rabosai, everyone's kind of like busy, so I don't want to take up my. There's another piece, it's another 10 minutes for sure. I can't. But if you guys have another 10 minutes, I'll do it. If you need to go, I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to overdo this. Because the main points, but that. You know, that means we're going. Heading out. Okay, you got to take care
no,
of
it. No, not heading out. We're rocking on. We're moving forward.
We're rocking. Okay, we're rocking.
Weiter, Rabbi, weiter.
Okay, we're rocking on. Yeah. Jack is always.
Lolishma, balishma.
Okay, I don't even have to ask about I didn't even have to ask Jack. Jack is like totally rocking all the time. Yeah. Okay. Ulechain. So he says like this. And this is also just a beautiful overview of the whole parsha. And he says, V'smichas ha-parshis, chala v'nesochim v'tzitzis. So if you go to the parsha at the end of the Meraglim, we get three mitzvahs, nesochim, the wine, libations, the wine that we poured on the Mizbeach. We already discussed chala and tzitzis, right? And we could often wonder, what are they doing there? What are these three things doing over there? And he explains. Ki hayo lahem b'midbar gimel matanos tovus. They had three gifts, three wonderful gifts. Mon, ube'er, v'anani akavod. And as we know, right, they had the mon, they had the well of Miriam, and they had the anani akavod. U'lechein, kasha lahem, let's say, is min ha'midbar. That's why it was hard, because we're not going to have the mon, we're not going to have the be'er, and we're not going to have the anani akavod, that which it represented in that connection which we had. The Nicham HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osana, the Baal Shalom comforted us. He appeased us. Ki Nishar Ha'ara Me'eva HaGimel Matanis. Because it was remaining. Oh, just 1 second. Gentlemen, I love you. But it's my wife calling. Just 1 second. Yeah, hi. Still in the middle of the shir. What's going on? Hello? Oh, open the gate. Okay, okay, good. Okay, got it. Gentlemen, just 1 second. I need to take care of some business. I'm the only one that can open this gate over here. Family, we have a gate to our apartment. I always wanted to live in a gated community. It's like one of my, it's like my bucket list.
See, Rabbi, we all have things to do.
Yeah, this one's like, that one's like my bucket list, took care of it. Good to go.
The Avershire has plans for us.
I want to tell you a funny thing in my bucket list. I had one thing in my bucket list was, even though I can't travel around anymore, I always wanted to see the Grand Canyon, right? It was like on my bucket list. And sure enough, one time I flew to California, and they flew us directly over the Grand Canyon. Now, at 30,000 feet, you can see nothing of the Grand Canyon. But it was like, the bird said, like, Khalab, you want to see the Grand Canyon? Here's the Grand Canyon. Okay, was that good? Did I take care of that? Okay. Here we go. So the Baruch was Menachema. Ki nishara me'elu ha'gimel matanis. So these, we're going to have three sparks. Oh. Three lights that are going to be left over from these things. Yankala. Yankala, can you just put yourself on mute? Thanks. V'chalav v'nesochim. Huzecher mon ube'er. Wait, the chalav, again, I love you. Okay. So the ma'isa, the challah was the remembrance of. Oh, you took me off. What is that? What is that? Doc, if you want to tell me, you want to say something? Because I muted you and then you took it off. That's totally cool. I don't mind, but ask to unmute. Okay, you're muted. Good. Okay, here we go. So it says, so the, again, the challah that we take was a remembrance of the month. The Nesachim was a remembrance of the Be'er. So Be'er is appeasing us. The Tzitzis Bechinus HaChesed Anani Yachavet. And the Tzitzis which surrounds us is like the Anani Yachavet. So we have three things that Be'er appeased us with, so that we should feel like, ah, we're leaving. We're leaving the Midbar. We're not going to be connected. Be'er says, I'll give you a smell, a whiff of that experience. I'm going to give you challah. You're going to uplift it. I give you the nesachim. Bring it to my base of Migdash. I'm going to give you the tzitzis. I mean, I'll cover it. You're going to be surrounded. All right? So when you read, when you get to the end of the parsha and you wonder, why are these three mitzvahs here? Just remember that they correspond to these three things. The cause of the tzitzis ledorosam. Now, from here until the end, he talks about tzitzis, all right? But that's basically the vort. So basically the vort is, you know what, let me just pause for a second. Let me pause. You know, maybe I'm going to hold it up here because there's a lot. It's a lot to process. We do the last little shtick line. I know that Danine, you gave me a thumbs up, but like this, again, if you, I'll try, I'm going to give, do a little review. It's already like later over there. If I can still get a thumbs up to finish off the least speed, I'll do it. But let me just, the Kasha was, Klai Yisrael was so excited to get to Tara. Nasav and Ishma, right? Amazing Madregas, like Malachim. They weren't going to die. And then go to Eretz Yisrael, can't do it. What happened? Sfas Emes says, because there's an aspect of Tara that the Baruch Hashem hid in Eretz Yisrael, and through our avoda, we pull out the sparks of the Kedusha. We know, listen, I'm not getting into this, but there's a, people know that if you work, I don't know if you've got any of these healers, they talk to your body, whatever. There's so much wisdom in the physical, right? And that physical wisdom is what we couldn't see. And we still don't quite see it. So we don't quite understand, why are we not just doing spiritual things? Teretz says, Baruch Hashem says, to get to those sparks, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, and I would say that any avoda can do that. Where the Torah, so to speak, is hidden away. The good of the Torah, the beauty of the Torah is hidden away. And that's what the Baruch Hashem wanted us to learn. And we didn't really understand that. And then we just said, you know, just to and then to realize that our neshama is way, way up there, like way up there. But the Baruch Hashem says, good, but I had a job for you. I want you to come down. I want you to uplift everything. And particularly the uplifting that we have is through the taking of challah. And again, please remember to tell your wives that to push it, they are fulfilling the tachlis of the ganze bria of by taking challah. And the mice, in the same way, they didn't have, in the same way that they stayed strong, with the mid, I never heard this, I'm now making up a chiddush, the same way they stayed strong in the midbar, and they didn't fall in their faith that Hashem would take us in, so they do the mitzvah of challah. They're the ones who uplift it, right? No, David, it's a possibility. Epshadim, right? And then we just said at the end, you have the three mitzvahs. We have the, and the three great things we had in the midbar was the man, the be'er, nani had covered, and then we have opposite that. The man was the challah, the be'er is the sochin, and the nani covered is being surrounded by the tzitzis. Okay, Rabosai. Ashreinu, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Rabbi.
If you're Polynesian, you will never get to learn a Sfas Emes like this. You know what I'm saying? Puerto Ricans are wonderful people. They're fine, fine people. They'll never get to learn a Sfas Emes like this. Ashreinu. Okay. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you all very
much. Nice, Rabbi. Thank you.
Yeah. Good Shabbos.
Daniel?
Good Shabbos, Rabbi. Good Shabbos. Thank you.
That's it. Yeah.